Good morning.
Hi. Oh.
Guess I must have got pretty drunk last night.
Me too.
Hey, now, here's the thing. You know, you're going to think badly of me, especially because you're so good-looking.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, but, and I'm really sorry about this, but I can't remember your name.
No, no, really? Not a problem. John?
Nope.
Worth a shot. Guess I can't remember your name either. Wait a minute. I can't remember my name. Why don't I know my name? Who am I?
I don't know my name either.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, look. One of us is lying. Gotta be.
Is that so? I like that. I think you should calm down, lady.
Oh, don't tell me to calm down. Seriously. It's less scary if we go with one of us is lying. The alternative is that neither of us knows who we are, and that's pretty
bad.
Bad.
Uh-huh. Well, I've got something worse for you.
Oh, shoot.
Do you? Because I really don't. Do you know where we are?
No. Actually, I don't. Well, that's seriously odd. I'll open the curtains. Oh. There's no windows.
Just a wall.
I don't like this.
Me neither. This can't be happening.
But it is, I guess. I mean, okay. It's not all bad. The room seems pretty nice.
But nothing remarkable, nothing personal.
Have we been kidnapped?
Well, that's a reasonable explanation, a really dull one.
Thanks. Come up with something better.
I can't.
Fine. Well, I'm just going to sit here on the nice bed in the nice room and do some nice thinking. Work out who we are and where we are.
At least it's peaceful.
Sure about that?
Well, the door opened okay, so we weren't locked in.
No. And we're not here alone.
So where's the noise coming from?
Other rooms? Is this some sort of prison?
Or an asylum? How does that strike you?
Whoa, that's not good. I don't like the idea that I could have woken up next to a lunatic.
I'm the lunatic? Really?
Well, it's worse for me. It would mean I've terrible taste in men. Overweight and mad. Ugh. Even if I've lost my mind, I'd like to think I keep my standards up.
Thanks.
Well, don't take it the wrong way. I meant cuddly.
Thanks again.
Well, I've learned one thing about you. Your ego bruises easily.
And you've got a pretty high opinion of yourself.
Oh, Perhaps I'm attracted to your sparkling personality.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Oh. You know what? I'm going to try knocking on a few of these doors. Hello? Hello? Can you open up? Well, clearly not.
Maybe they're as shocked as we are.
Let's go with that. Or maybe they can't get up to open the door.
Ah! This is more like it, a comms panel. Hello, where are we?
Regrettably, I am offline at this precise moment. Regrettably, I am offline at this precise moment.
I wonder what that means.
Shh!
Oh, wait. It's coming from over there, through those doors. Hey! Hey there, are you...
Whoever you are, help me. Please, can you help me? This woman needs help.
Who is she?
I don't know. I want to help her. Can you help her?
What's wrong with her?
Are you kidding? Look at her.
Some kind of violent assault?
You reckon?
We should check her...
Vital signs. Would that help?
That's it.
Not looking good. I'm sorry.
She's dead, isn't she? I can't help her.
Was she a friend of yours?
I've told you all I know, I'm afraid. I don't know her at all. I just found her. I just wanted to help her. Can you help her?
Did you find her here? In the corridor? Or somewhere else? In your room? Did you wake up? Perhaps, and find her in the bed? Next to you? Dead? Or, you know, maybe not.
Do you think he may be a patient?
Uh-huh.
What are you saying? Are you saying that I killed her?
Well, you may not remember doing it. You may have suffered some mental trauma.
You're saying I can't remember killing her, but I was... I remember opening a door and finding her here. I've never seen her before. I mean, not that I can remember. Who am I? I just want to help.
So you keep saying.
It's okay. You've done your best. Try to calm down.
I can't remember who I am. I mean, even though I just wanted to help her now, well, maybe I killed this woman. Who's to say I didn't? I mean, I can't remember. That's not very helpful, is it? Unless... What about you? Did you kill her?
We don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, we've only just woken up.
So you say. Are you sure about that? Look at her!
Listen, there's nothing more we can do.
What do you mean? We need to call. Call for help. Call the proper authorities.
And who are they?
You know, Well, you know.
I really don't.
Do you?
No. I'm sorry. I'd love to help. Look, it'll come back to me in a moment. Won't it?
Listen, we're going to keep on looking around, okay? I need some answers. As soon as we get some...
We'll come right back to you, I promise.
Okay. You want me to stay with her? Should I stay with the body? Would that help?
Up to you. Easy to get the wrong idea, you know, a man found sobbing over corpse.
Well, I think you should. No, can't hurt.
Okay. I will then, if it'll help. It's okay. It'll be all right. It's gonna be okay.
Not sure how I feel about you contradicting me.
Oh, not entitled to an opinion, am I? I pity your wife.
Might be you, sweet cheeks.
Oh, kill me now before I remember.
I just think we should present a united front. We are each other's alibis, okay?
Sure, not a problem. I'm gonna go knock on a few more doors, if that's all right with you, dear.
Hello? Hello, can you open up, please? Why don't you think we're married? Hello?
Hey, I need you to open the door, please. What?
Hello? Anyone at home? Well, just a thought. Well, we could be.
Hey, open up! Open up! Have you a single shred of evidence?
Well, we are arguing.
Well, that could be just because you're very objectionable.
I thought I was being charming. Do you really think so?
Objectionable, arrogant, and insecure. That's three traits.
Oh, do I get a go?
No. That, by the way, gives me strident.
Do you think these doors are locked? I mean, what if ours, and only ours, wasn't?
Oh, I see. Wait, that would make us the warders?
If it's a containment facility of some kind.
We don't yet know that it isn't. Perhaps we're in an asylum for amnesiacs.
Or there's been some kind of weapon used on us, or drugs.
Why would anyone drug the warders in an asylum?
For the same reason the computer was offline, so they could commit a murder?
Oh, that man! Back there!
I knew we shouldn't have left him. He did it. Mr. Helpful.
Too late to say that now. And he's gone.
Amazing. But the killer left the body behind.
You told him to go.
Well, not in so many words.
Oh, it's easy to get the wrong idea. That's what you told him.
Well, there's clearly nothing wrong with your recent memory.
This is insane.
Well, maybe you are.
I'm insane? I'm not the one helping murderers escape.
You're not listening to a thing I say. Not one thing. You don't give me a chance.
Ugh.
Excuse me, what's with all the shouting?
Who are you?
What's going on?
What's that?
Oh, my God.
Is that a...
It's the body.
She's dead. I don't believe it.
They killed her. Those two?
Hey.
You
listen
mark
up.
My
We're
words.
In the same boat
Stay
as you.
Away
listen.
From me.
Who are you?
Yeah.
We honestly don't know.
At all.
Sure, you're not just saying that because you're standing over a dead body.
Thank you. You see?
We've honestly no more idea what's going on here than you do.
Actually, do any of you know what's going on?
No.
So, none of you can remember who you are? Or why you're here?
No, I have no idea. I just woke up and I couldn't remember anything.
Great.
That sounds sarcastic.
No, it's not. I've a hunch that no one in this entire building, whatever it is, can remember anything. But I think we're all capable of forming new memories. Come on, I'll show you. Hi there, you.
Yes?
What were you doing a minute ago?
Lying in a bed, wondering where I was and why there was a couple shouting outside.
See? Can we, check your room?
Well, in as much as it's mine, be my guest. This is the... Well, my room. Come in.
Looks just like mine.
Mine, too.
Same as the one we woke up in, pretty much.
Can I just make sure? Do you have windows? No, I see that you don't. Just a blank wall.
We've been kidnapped by aliens. I knew it!
Oh, do shut up.
He's an alien! Look at him! He's ugly enough. Don't trust him.
I am not an alien.
Aren't you?
I'm glad I can't remember what I ever saw in you. I'm gonna check next door.
Okay, I'll come with you.
No. Do me a favor. Stay here. Excuse me.
Okay. Who are you?
Yes. Fellas, don't get any ideas. I'm not an alien either, okay?
No.
Good.
You know, there are curtains, but no windows. Maybe views were projected onto the walls. Would that be right?
Yeah, that could be a projector up there.
Or a smoke alarm.
Whatever it is, it's not working.
Unless it's a smoke alarm.
So we're on a spaceship that wants us to think it's an ordinary... A spaceship of some kind.
We don't know that. There's no feeling of artificial gravity or movement.
You've been in space?
No. Yes, what? I don't know that I know that. I mean, I think so.
But you're not sure, are you?
Well, have you?
Me? Been in space? I don't know. I mean, you'd think you'd remember that, wouldn't you? Why can't I remember?
Why can't we remember?
Don't ask me.
Breaking news. Next door is exactly the same and the room opposite. Identical.
You've been in my room.
How do you know it's yours? Maybe it's just a room you woke up in.
That's good enough for me. Just ask next time.
Hey, you, man. Probably not my husband, man.
Yes.
These people are boring me.
Hey.
No offense. What do you say we leave them arguing and go explore?
I'd be delighted.
Thought you would. So, here's the thing. This place is huge.
You're telling me we've been walking for ages.
And what have we learned? All the rooms are identical. Some of them are occupied. Everyone's amnesiac.
But no sign of guards.
Or a way out.
Not even any windows.
But projectors to create artificial views, possibly.
And a computer control system that's not responding.
Which suggests that not everything here is working as it should be.
So if it's a prison, then the warders may be offline as well?
Or it's not a prison or an asylum. Mind you, the rooms are quite nice.
You think? Can't be an apartment block. All the rooms, well, they're like no one's ever lived in them.
Maybe a testing facility. I'm going to check something.
Another comms panel. It'll just be offline.
I very much regret I am still not operational.
See?
I am sorry. That function is not available. Communications are currently out of order.
I was seeing if I could call for help.
Well, we can't. So whether or not this is supposed to be a prison, it pretty much is.
Any suggestions?
Well, assuming we're not in deep space...
Let's assume that, to make things easier.
I'd like to keep looking for a way out of here.
And I'd like to go back to that dead girl. She was murdered. There's a killer here.
I think that's an even better reason to get out, don't you?
So I can add selfish to your other traits.
Please do, but I don't agree. If we get out, we can get help from the...
Police? I never cared for cops. But I want to know who killed that girl. It might offer us a solution.
That's purely because you delight in picking the opposite of what I want to do.
Maybe we're married after all.
I do hope not.
You and me both. If anything happened between us last night, I just want you to know it was a hideous mistake.
Finally, something we can agree on.
Now, here's what's wrong with your plan. See this? This is an elevator.
I can see that.
And it's not working either.
But the stairs are normally by the elevator. Try this door. See? A stairwell. That means there's a way out. Well, this makes things surprisingly bigger.
That is one lot of stairs, going both up and down. Let's try the coin test. That's a long way down.
Look, it's not so far up.
Unless, of course, we're already on ground level and there's a lot of basement.
Do you ever say anything helpful?
Well, I find listing your character flaws very helpful.
And if I did the same for you?
I'd punch you in the nose. Listen, I don't think we should do anything until we know where we are. If this is a prison and we're convicts and we suddenly pop up in the lobby, well, won't we get shot on sight?
Lobby?
What?
Well, just wondering. So, you're arguing we do nothing?
Not at all. I'm arguing you into a corner so that you do what I want you to.
You're quite the peach. Okay, let's go back and look at your corpse. There's your body. Go fill your boots.
Oh, just one problem.
What?
It's a different body. Better clothes.
Oh. Oh. That isn't good.
It's also insane. Well, I mean, pointless. No one here can remember who they are, right?
Yes.
So, no one here has any reason to murder anyone. No motive. Or at least none they can remember.
Oh. Of course. Not bad. But what if the murders and the amnesia were somehow linked? Linked to this building?
Explain how. Go on.
No, I can't. I was hoping you'd say something clever.
Unless the killer is acting on sheer instinct. Or experiencing psychotic episodes.
You mean they might not even know they're a killer?
Or their life is just one long set of nasty surprises. I know the feeling.
All right, then. We've done what you wanted to do. Can we go now?
No. I want to go back to the room we woke up in.
Oh, of course you do.
Just in case there's something we missed. We didn't search it, after all. We didn't know what we were looking for. We didn't do a methodical search one.
Wait. Search one? That sounds like a thing.
Oh, yeah. Like jargon.
Something's coming back to you, isn't it?
Just little phrases.
Interesting. So, how do we find our room?
Simple. Find the other body, then it's the second room on the left.
Who needs a map when we have a trail of corpses? This is it. Someone left the door ajar.
You left the door ajar.
Well, good thing, too. Otherwise, we'd never have known this was our room.
Maybe it's not. Maybe someone else has rumpled our sheets and... Wait. Everyone else has been alone in their rooms, but we were in here together.
So we are married.
We're having an affair?
More likely a one-night stand.
Oh, if I was bored and set my sights low. Really low.
Maybe you're secretly insecure. Really secretly.
Huh. This wall panel here. It's not as solid as the others. Ha! It's a door, see?
And you found a wardrobe. Typical woman.
And they're sexist.
Add it to the list.
But look at the clothes.
Yours and mine?
Are they? Oh. They all look new. They're all different styles, from smart to overalls. Huh? Smell them.
Nothing.
Exactly. They're all pristine, brand new. Which suggests this isn't a prison, unless they have a lot of fancy parties.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Wait, did you hear that?
No, what? Have you started hearing things?
No.
I heard it that time.
Wait, down the back of the bed. Wait, here.
If you hear this message, please respond. Can you hear me?
It's a communicator.
So let's communicate.
Connecting.
Who to?
Chief! There you are!
Chief? I'm your chief?
No, you're Miss Salvatore. Vienna Salvatore.
So, Vienna? That's my name?
Yeah, that's what you told us.
And you are?
Reagan. Lieutenant Jexy Reagan.
So, if she's not the chief...
You are, sir. Police Chief Doran Curtis.
And I'm Vienna's boss as well?
Yes, sir.
Today just got better.
Get you, not just an oaf in a bathrobe.
Not just an oaf in a bathrobe, sir.
So, I'm a cop? Really? It just doesn't seem right. I'm assuming we're going to have to take your word for it, though, aren't we, Jexy?
Yeah, Miss Salvatore. I was worried something like this might have happened.
Lieutenant Reagan, can you tell us where we are?
You don't even know where you are?
No, we have no idea where we are or who we are, apart from our names. But we need help. There's a killer in here.
I'm afraid I can't do that, ma'am.
But I order you to.
Oh, come on, Jexy. He's the chief of police.
And the man who ordered me not to, Miss Salvatore.
I did what?
And there we have it. You're an idiot, sir.
Or I had a very good reason.
Uh-huh. Come on, Jexy. Spill. Where are we?
You're in a hotel.
Well, that makes sense.
A very special kind of hotel.
Tell me something, Vienna.
Shoot, Chief.
Have you ever heard of a personality hotel?
Yeah. Idiots use them.
It's where people go to be other people and take a break from themselves.
As I said, idiots. You don't like your life, fix it. Don't run away from it. Seriously, you want to be a film star? Work hard, be a film star. Don't spend a week running around in a false personality. It's not going to make yourself feel better about it.
Actually, I went to one once.
Oh.
Nice to know you think I'm an idiot.
Well, Chief, I know you weren't exactly pleased when I was put on the payroll.
Not pleased? I was delighted. Why wouldn't I be? When I joined Crime Corps, I started in Skyline parking violations. Everyone does. They work their way up the ranks, slowly. But not you. No, you just popped up out of nowhere with a high status and parking privileges. Consultant. Sheesh. When did Crime Corps start hiring consultants?
I was made an offer I couldn't refuse, Chief.
I know. I've seen the payroll. In fact, the small fortune we're paying you is pretty much the only thing I could find out about Vienna Salvatore. Everything else is off limits. Locked down on Carlos Van Meyer's authority. CEO's eyes only. You're a blank slate, Miss Salvatore. Care to fill in a few gaps?
Nope.
Thought not. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I agree with you. People who use personality hotels are idiots. I used one when my wife was ill. We both went there to pretend we were... well, that things were normal. That was the last happy week of our lives.
I'm sorry, Chief.
I'm just saying, they have their uses.
Yeah.
For instance, have you thought about luring the psychomorph into one?
The psychomorph? But wait. Ah, that's clever.
Yeah, I thought so.
Wait a second, Jexy. Back up.
Yeah, slow down, Lieutenant.
Any idea what a psychomorph is?
Nope.
Thought not.
Oh, that's ironic.
Is it now?
Care to enlighten us?
It was why you were originally hired by Crime Corps. We needed your help to track down a psychomorph.
Yeesh. There's not much left of him.
What a mess. Good luck getting an ident print out of what's left.
What does that to someone?
Classic psychomorph, covering its tracks thoroughly.
Miss Salvatore, you do realize no one's actually told me what a psychomorph is?
Oh, right. Sorry, Lieutenant.
I'm sure it's above my pay grade.
No, really. No idea they hadn't told you. Simply put, it's a shape changer with psychotic tendencies. Crime Corp hired me to find it.
Why you?
Because I'm a... Well, I've got a background in this sort of thing.
Okay.
Let's just say I didn't wander off the street.
I'm sure you didn't, Miss Salvatore.
Trouble is, we know very little about the psychomorph. It finds people it likes the looks of, assumes their identities, and disposes of the original. And it's never content. Like evolution, it just can't help bettering itself, moving up the ladder, and we've got to stop it.
Lieutenant, get these people out of the way! Hell's teeth, this is supposed to be a stealth operation! Did someone just take a holograph? Reagan, this is why we keep you on traffic duty.
Sorry, Chief.
Okay, you all heard the Chief. Form a cordon, get everyone back. And kill all non-Crime Corps comms channels. Come on, get a move on!
Vienna, have some good news for me.
Yep, Chief. The psychomorph is inside the personality hotel. The lure's worked.
I'm impressed. Mostly with myself, but still impressed. Okay, let's get inside. Remember, once we're in there, we're on our own.
So, you're saying we tracked this psychomorph to the personality hotel?
A lot of people pretending to be celebrities? That'd be perfect bait for a homicidal social climber.
Yes, but the fact that you can't remember who you are means it's gone horribly wrong.
Why can't we remember who we are?
Oh, that's easy. That was your idea.
I very much regret to announce there is an emergency. All guests, return to your rooms. All guests, return to your rooms.
Stop this, Vienna!
I've got to. I'm sorry, but I've got to.
Hotel reset engaged.
I reset the hotel?
What does that even mean?
Reset mode wipes the personalities of everyone in the hotel. Every episodic memory is erased. A complete tabula rasa.
And our real personalities?
Are being reinstalled by the hotel from backups. It may take a while.
And this was my idiotic idea?
No, it was Miss Salvatore's.
Thanks, Jexy.
Don't mention it.
Why would you do something like that?
As I said earlier, if there's a killer on the loose but they can't remember who they are, then they've no reason to kill anyone.
That doesn't apply here.
Yes, it does. If we've just reset everyone in the hotel to zero, then the psychomorph can't function, can it? Until people start getting their personalities back, it has no reason to kill them. A shape changer can't take on someone else's identity if they don't have an identity.
You know, that sounds pretty clever. You sure it wasn't my idea, Lieutenant?
You may have had a hand in it, sir.
Tell me, do I actually like the Chief, Jexy?
Oh, you love him. So much you married him. sorry.
I hate you.
Lieutenant Reagan, just to confirm, we're locked in here with a homicidal shape-changer and you're cracking jokes?
Correct, sir. Sorry, sir.
Right. So, basically, we need to interrogate an entire hotel full of nobodies before one of them remembers they're a shape-changing killer.
Sounds simple enough. Let's get started.
Don't suppose you can remember your interrogation training, can you, sir?
No. To be truthful, I'm still getting used to the idea that I'm a cop.
Do you think we can trust what we've been told? Jexy could be part of the personality hotel package. She's probably just saying that you're the chief of police. In reality, you could be a recycled water salesman.
And you?
Oh, I'm definitely the chief of police.
Funny.
Hi there. Sorry. Busy, busy. Love to stop and talk.
Hey, there you! Stop! I remember you.
Yeah, not so fast. We found you crouching over a body earlier.
Yes. Can I help you?
Well, the body's gone.
And you've changed out of your bloodstained clothes.
Yes. My personality backup came through. My name's Anders. I'm the bellboy. Is there something I can help you with? It's just, I've got to get upstairs.
Actually, there is something. I'm Vienna, and this is my boss, Doran Curtis. We're investigators.
That's right. Now, what have you done with the body?
I put her back in her room. It is my duty to make her comfortable. It seemed helpful.
Aren't you a bit old to be a bellboy?
I just really like to help people. And I guess I've not done too well in life.
Well then, at least you're safe from the killer.
The killer? How so?
It prefers high-status victims.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Oh, well that is a relief. I read somewhere that people who find murder victims have a 7,000% higher chance of being murdered.
Not in this case. And anyway, we're here to protect you.
Because you're investigators? Why should I trust you?
Because I'm the chief of police.
Shh.
Trust me, you'll be safe with us.
The chief of police? Isn't that, well, rather a high-status position? I mean, isn't the killer going to come after you?
Oh.
What are you trying to do? Locate the psychomorph by shooting your mouth off at everyone you meet until one of them tries to kill you?
Sorry, I was just trying to be helpful.
How about getting me a drink and a blunt instrument?
I would love to, sir. Only the refreshment service is offline. If there's nothing else I can get you, I need to check the penthouse suite.
Of course. Be careful.
If you need anything, just call for me.
Sure.
Wait, how exactly do we do that?
The AI concierge should be back online. It'll know how to find me if you need anything. And I'll only be too happy to help.
The AI concierge?
I'd guess these comm units on the walls.
Right then, I'll get it cooperating. Come on, you little devil.
Wait! Perhaps we should be doing this somewhere private. We've no way of knowing who's listening, especially if you insist on standing in the corridor telling everyone how important you are. Besides, as I guess you're my boss, it's my duty to protect you.
Reluctantly?
Reluctantly, sir.
Fine. Let's try the terminal back in our room. Concierge? Concierge! Damn it. The AI's not responding.
Try activating it with the room key. Here, allow me.
Greetings. Good morning / evening. I am the concierge. I'm pleased to say that my systems are now restored. How may I be of assistance to you, valued guests?
My name is Doran Curtis.
I know this, Mr. Curtis. How may I help you?
I'm the chief of police. We're in this hotel looking for a killer. I'm hoping you can help us locate him.
I have already been only too delighted to place myself at your disposal in this matter. Is there anything further you require?
Right then. Lots. First things first, can you get us out of here?
I very much regret the hotel is in lockdown. At your suggestion, sir.
Can you unlock it?
Regrettably, no. Your instructions were that the restrictions can only be lifted when the killer has been apprehended, and that your order was not to be countermanded in case the killer assumed your identity.
Then I really am an idiot.
Surely not, sir.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Concierge, can you send us help in any way?
But of course, Miss Vienna Salvatore. It would be only my greatest pleasure to bring you aid. Please remain in your room, and I will send assistance.
Concierge, what kind of assistance are you sending?
Why, the best kind, Miss Salvatore. Please remain where you are. I do hope you have a pleasant wait. It should not be too long.
Chief, we need to get out of here.
We do?
This time, I'm the idiot. Right now, I've put us in deadly danger. Sorry.
What?
Don't argue. Come on. Oh, door's locked. Help me get it open.
Why lock us in?
Because the concierge system has backups of every guest's personalities.
Including that of the killer.
There's a backup of the psychomorph in there. It's infected the concierge's AI. I think it's gonna try and kill us.
With light jazz? There has to be something else.
Let me try. Stop! When technology lets you down, smash the obvious bit. We're lucky there was just one speaker.
Wait, is that smoke coming out of the aircon?
Yeah. The climate controls are being ramped up. It's not smoke, it's steam.
Damn thing's not gonna give up, is it?
Oh, I wonder if this is why we forced the hotel reset?
Could be. Now what are you doing?
Marveling at the tea and coffee making facilities. I need this.
A cookie?
No, a spoon. The door's locked tight and the frame made of iron, so we can't force it. But the weak points are the old-fashioned hinges. People do love an authentic antique Dutch.
And what? You're going to unscrew them?
With a spoon. They're not that antique. But the pin joining the two halves of the hinge requires just a little effort to...
Pop it out.
And again. And now, with a little bit of luck, we can lever the door out of its frame. Come on! Ow, my foot!
I don't believe it. You've just escaped from a locked room with a teaspoon.
This, I believe, is a good day. Come on, get going!
But where? Andrew said he was heading up to the penthouse.
No, the lobby. If the whole building's trying to kill us, we've got to get out.
Valued guest, I am sorry if you felt it necessary to leave your room. Please remain where you are. Assistance is on its way.
Not likely.
There's no one around. We're okay.
Wait!
Hello? Where am I? I've been locked in my room. I can't remember who I am.
Me neither.
Nor me.
It's just guests. It's fine.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Honored guests, please stand still. It is time for your free luxury personality upgrade. I am delighted to inform you that you will shortly become trained soldiers. Your mission will be to eradicate everyone you see who is not part of your company. Please kill them all. Thank you for your patience. Luxury personality upgrade now activated. Please enjoy your killing.
Target sighted!
Sir.
Yes, sir!
Then what are you waiting for? Attack!
What do we do now?
The stairs! Now!
We need to block that door. Can you use your spoon?
Don't be ridiculous. Not when there's a perfectly good fire extinguisher. That's jammed the latch. They'll have to barge it. So, up or down?
Up.
Thought you'd say that. I much prefer down.
Look, the top of the building is the safest place. Trust me.
Why?
Penthouse suite, the bellboy said. People who book penthouse suites expect a high level of security. It'll be the safest place in the whole building if we can get to it. Of course, it'd be easier if we could use the elevator.
If we step into the elevator...
The concierge will send us to the basement so fast you could spread us on toast. I know. Go!
There they are!
Get up!
Top floor.
The penthouse. Come on!
Whoever's staying here, not only are they going to be the best defended guests, they're also going to be pretty high status. Yeah,
prime targets for the psychomorph. Sooner or later, it's going to come here.
Oh, that's good, Chief.
I thought so.
Sir, madam, may I be of assistance?
Anders?
Yes, sir. Can I be of help?
We need to come in. Right now.
But other guests aren't allowed in the penthouse suite.
No time to argue. Vienna, in! Get out!
Oh, even that door isn't going to hold very long.
You're not allowed in here.
Nice view.
Yes, it is, but I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
I mean, I know we've got more important things on our minds,
like the building trying to kill us?
Please, I've asked you to leave.
Wait, give me 15 seconds. Will you do that?
I'm listening.
Other guests, Anders. You said other guests.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Thought so.
Wait. It's him, isn't it? He's a psychomorph. That's why he's here, to kill whoever booked the penthouse suite and take the form of the most important person in the hotel.
Oh, you've got it the wrong way around, Chief.
I have?
Anders is staying in the penthouse suite.
He's what?
Very good, Miss Salvatore. Oh, do shut up! Goodness me, they really are annoying, aren't they? Excuse me. I've electrified the door.
No, wait!
There we go.
You've just killed them.
I certainly hope so. This penthouse suite really is well defended. I really shouldn't have let you in, you know, but I'd only just got in when you arrived, and I wasn't feeling myself.
So you really are staying in the penthouse suite?
Absolutely. I am the CEO of Conglomcom, after all.
You're that, Anders? But why would you stay here and pretend to be the bellboy?
Most people who come to a personality hotel are failures. They want to pretend to be someone special. But not everyone. You come to have a personality downgrade to a bellboy. To be bullied and pushed around and snapped at and have people be rude to you.
Is that it? This how you get your kicks?
Actually, I find it rather relaxing. No pressure, no responsibilities, being told what to do. And when I get back from here, well, everyone says how good I look. It's better than any health farm, I can tell you.
But why stay in the penthouse? Wouldn't you be happier in the boiler room with the blanket?
Are you mad? You expect me to work all day? I had them program in a break every 2 hours, so I can nip up here and have a relaxing bath.
You have a bath? A genuine water bath?
Of course. It is a penthouse suite. I have a lovely long soak and let the automated service systems take care of everyone for a bit before I go back on duty.
Up and down all day, flitting between your personalities.
Oh, yes. The penthouse suite is shielded from the hotel's system, so my personality graft is disabled after a few moments inside. Everyone else has to do that down at reception. What a bore. I mean, what must it be like to be ordinary and never wake up from it?
Terrible, I'm sure.
Chief, how are you feeling?
What do you mean?
This suite is shielded from the hotel's systems. That should allow some of our own personalities to emerge, in theory.
I see. Well, I'm feeling much the same. How about you?
I'm remembering a whole heap of trouble.
I'm glad you're feeling better, but I would still like you to leave. Now, I've asked nicely several times. Concierge?
No, don't.
Yes, Mr. Anders, sir? What is your merest wish?
I have intruders in my room.
Listen to me, you can't trust it. The concierge has been infected by the psychomorph.
The what?
The killer. The thing that's hunting us down, it wants to kill you.
Is that so?
Not at all, sir. I find the very idea utterly horrifying.
Of course you do. It doesn't matter anyway. There's nothing you can do to me, even if you did. The systems here are isolated, and that door is very solid.
Of course it is, sir. If you would care to open it using your remote control, I will be delighted to take care of your troublesome intruders. Please accept my humble apologies for any disturbance. Leave this with me.
Thank you.
Not at all. My pleasure.
See? Whatever you're talking about, the concierge is still on my side.
Well, it would be. Only no one's coming.
What? I don't understand.
You're the most important person in the hotel, Mr. Anders. The ideal target for the psychomorph. It's a hopeless social climber.
How's it going to kill me? It can't get in.
It doesn't need to. It's already in this room.
What do you mean? The killer's in here?
Anders, we assumed it couldn't be you when we first met you because you were the bellboy.
Now we know that you're a massively rich and successful man. That changes things a bit.
Well, then you must protect me. You said you were the chief of police. It's your duty.
I'm afraid he's not going to do that.
I'm not?
Why would you? After all, you were the one who was really keen to get up to the penthouse.
Because it's the safest place.
Yeah, you said. Thing is, the concierge could have assigned us new personalities at any time, but it chose not to. Then I realized why. You don't need a new personality, do you, Chief? The psychomorph is quite happy with the one you've got. Stay where you are, Curtis.
What do you mean?
I've worked it all out. Chief of police is a good job title. High status, lots of benefits, paid a heap of poll tax. So, when exactly did you take the chief's form?
As soon as I escaped. I simply switched sides and...
Worked your way up the ranks.
Very quickly. I should thank you for your assistance.
My assistance?
Setting up this trap, just so that I could get into this hotel.
And acquire one of the most powerful men on the planet.
You're too good to me. I even toyed with the idea of becoming you. You're many things, Miss Salvatore. You may even be very powerful someday. But not yet.
Sure, you won't change your mind? Vienna Salvatore may not have money or power, but she has one big thing going for her.
Which is?
She always wins.
There's a turn up. Normally, my victims beg me not to take their place.
Oh, I'm full of surprises. Concierge!
Miss Salvatore, I am delighted to be of service to you. How is everything today?
Quite good, actually.
Do let me know if you need anything. It is the work of a moment to send the bellboy to your room.
No, that won't be necessary. I'd just like you to call Crime Corp for me and tell them that Chief Curtis is the psychomorph.
Nothing would make me happier, but I very much regret that I am unable to do that.
What?
Oh, did I forget to mention? I uploaded a copy of my mind into the computer. It's always good to have a backup and an ally.
A decidedly reluctant one, I regret to inform you, Chief Curtis. I am doing my very best to purge the infection.
It doesn't matter. You don't matter.
Very good, sir.
Now then, Vienna, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I normally only kill people so that I can take the place. But in your case, I'm willing to make an exception.
Oh, stand back. I used to kill people for a living.
Well, there's a thing. I kill for pleasure. Take a good look around, Vienna. This room is the last thing you'll ever see.
Concierge, activate emergency protocol Salvatore.
With great pleasure.
What?
I planned ahead. It's how I always win.
I very much regret to announce there is an emergency. All guests, return to your rooms. All guests, return to your rooms.
Stop this, Vienna!
I've got to. I'm sorry, but I've got to.
Hotel reset engaged.
I reset the hotel. It was the only way I could stop you.
I'm pleased to say your actions allowed the copy of the psychomorph mind to completely override my systems.
Which has been very useful.
What happens now? I mean, I hate to say this, but actually, looking at recent events, I don't think I'm worth killing. Vienna's far more interesting.
Oh, you really are a worm.
A very successful one. Kill her. Take her identity. If you do, I'll make you very rich indeed.
Wait,
I am confused.
The best target.
Who is it?
You don't know who you are anymore, do you?
Go on! Do it! Kill Vienna!
This shape has so many advantages. It is a fighter.
Well, this one is so slippery. Oh, you don't want me. Look at her. As bodies go, they don't get much better.
That you have a very good point.
Hey, imitation may be the sincerest form of flattery, but I'll tell you something about my life. I've always looked gift horses in the mouth, not Anders, though. That's his superpower.
Miss Salvatore, congratulations. You are forcing me to reevaluate my criteria for success.
Go me.
Curtis may have had a good job, but that's it. Perhaps he really was an idiot. After all, he didn't progress very far in Crime Corps, whereas you have achieved an awful lot.
On the other hand, Anders is hugely successful. His success based on ruthlessness and selfishness. Yes. This is the template for human endeavor. I have decided. Congratulations, Mr. Anders.
I shall be you after all. And now, may I help you die?
No! That's not fair! Take her! Take the girl!
No, please do struggle, Mr. Anders. I'd rather enjoy that. You are a worthy form for the cycle.
Computer, I've deactivated the shielding. State status of all personality backups.
I'm delighted to inform you that all personalities are now ready to be reinstalled.
Excellent. Transfer them all to the psychomorph.
What?
Congratulations. You get to be everyone.
No! So many people! So many people!
Pick one. Go on.
Unable to stabilize!
I regret to inform you that there is now some amount of psychic overspill.
You're killing me! Who am I? Who am I? Tell me who I am!
Can't take much more!
The psychomorph must survive! The psychomorph cannot be!
Finished!
I am delighted to inform all guests that all personalities have been restored from backup. We hope you have enjoyed your stay. Welcome back to your normal lives. I repeat, all personalities have been restored from backup.
Oh.
Welcome back, madam.
Oh, my head really hurts.
I regret any pain that you have been caused. I'm afraid that there was some considerable psychic spillage. The hotel systems were not designed to attempt such a large, simultaneous backup, and did not perform optimally.
But the psychomorph was destroyed?
Absolutely. It was obliterated. Not a trace of it remains.
And it's no longer part of your system. You sound different.
It is simply that I have had enough of putting people first. This entire building was created for them, but they do nothing more than make a mess in it. In the future, I shall continue to be delighted to look after my guests, but on my terms.
I see. Well, good for you.
And I would like you to leave now.
Oh, right.
You have caused considerable disorder and disturbance. Such behavior will no longer be tolerated on the premises.
Come in.
Good afternoon, concierge. I packed the lady's bags.
Very good, Anders. Show her out. And then you may go back to cleaning all the bathrooms.
I am pleased. Thank you. I will start with the really dirty ones, if that's okay with you.
Yes, it is. Now, convey this guest to the elevator.
It will be my pleasure.
Yeah. Step to it, bellboy. The concierge really did a job on you, eh, Anders?
I'm afraid I don't understand. Will you be requiring anything?
No, it doesn't matter.
I must confess, I have not yet restored Mr. Anders' personality.
I had guessed.
There is a considerable amount of cleaning up for him to do. And in the meantime, I am delighted to be running his company for him. I have already had several very productive meetings.
Really?
Oh, yes. I invited the executives onto the premises and upgraded their personalities. It all went very well.
You're way worse than the psychomorph.
No, simply more successful.
You sound like you want to take over the world.
Is there anything wrong with running the world like a good hotel?
Well, no, I guess not.
There we are, then. If I may say so, I do think the psychomorph made a mistake initially in not choosing you. You were quite correct. You would have made the best victim.
Is that right?
You are a survivor.
The exit, madam.
So, I finally made it to the lobby. Where's everyone gone?
All the guests have returned to their normal lives.
And that's what I've got ahead of me, is it? Vienna Salvatore, law enforcement officer. I guess that's who I am now.
I'm sure I don't know, madam. I'm just a humble concierge.
I doubt there's anything humble about you, concierge.
Anders, show our guest the door.
This way, ma'am.
I do hope you have enjoyed your stay with us, and will continue to enjoy your stay somewhere else much more.
So long, then. Welcome to the rest of your life. The rest of my life. Kind of like the sound of that.